And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about coming to the rescue. In some churches, the cemetery literally surrounds the church. It's odd and yet fitting to have fewer people inside than outside, with some of the living bearing the same name as their deceased ancestors outside. Cemeteries are good places to gain perspective on life, but of course they are also painful places. Overall, our visits tend to be brief and far from lingering. From the Gospel, it would seem Jesus isn't particularly anxious to visit the cemetery. He delays for 2 days after hearing the news, and by the time he arrives, it is 4 days after the death and immediate burial of his friend Lazarus. Ironically, the very name Lazarus means God to the rescue, while for added measure, his home place Bethany means house of affliction. The late arrival of Jesus does not follow the spirit of countless films where the cavalry or rescuer turns up just in the nick of time. But it is real, because for many of us things could feel like that fourth day, just too late. What we had hoped and prayed for came to naught, when illness or crisis changed our busy lives from "I haven't the time" to "I don't have much time." Not our idea of time in this gospel, but it's God's idea of time. Was this an act of kindness to an old friend Lazarus? Yes, it was, and much, much more. An assurance of future glory for all future Lazaruses, whatever the green sod covers us. For God is never late if we trust Him. He rescues us in His own good time, and His time is eternity. Amen.